M for model, for mood board, for memory, for material, or for mainstream?
Let's do a short thing about memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. M, like in memory. There's a lot of hope around the emotional attachment to garments that I find very inspiring, but also sometimes a bit troubling for us. And that is that we often think that we will keep garments longer if we charge them with memories, you know, if we have emotional attachments to them, which is most probably true. I mean, in many ways, that is, of course, what happens is that, you know, if we have garments with certain memories, we keep them longer. But at the same time, there is also this idea that that is almost a sort of a cure for consumerism in that sense, that oh, if we just enough, you know, charge things with memories, it will automatically be all good and we should embroider these, etc. It's just, that may be true, but we need to be careful because not all memories are nice, and not everyone is having the same ability to have pleasant memories. Often we have a certain sort of standard of what we expect memories to be. Oh, grandmother. And this kind of, as if grandmother is always nice. Perhaps it isn't. You know, perhaps, you know, many people grow up in horrible family situations. You know, often fashion is actually a way to escape memory. The very idea of why I am listening to different music than my parents and trying to dress slightly different than my whatever demands people have on me is exactly that I don't want to necessarily cherish their memories that they have implanted on me. And fashion is a way for me, and popular culture in general, to escape that. You know, and I think we often overemphasize memory and don't see what is so hopeful and why we're drawn to the new in ways too. I mean,
and the sound got swallowed again. Here, Otto was making a new point by saying, I often use the example of love songs.
Why do they keep on producing more and more love songs? You know, shouldn't we have enough of love songs now? Isn't Elvis Presley's Fever the best love song that should last forever and ever, and we should only hear that love song? No, of course not. You know, the whole idea, we need new music. New generations have new tunes by which they attach their memories of their first love, etc., etc., you know. And I think similarly, this is also how fashion works in that sense, that, you know, that we use fashion as a way to pinpoint a moment in time and produce new memories rather than keep on harvesting old memories. So we need to balance in the sense that we cannot only live in the past, we need to forget.